Laker ball out of the timeout here as Lakers now suddenly trailing by 14 points in a flurry of a third quarter. Now almost a minute into the fourth. Full timeout last called by Lakers there.
Lakers can't afford to just trade baskets now. They really have to make do with everything they've got as far as possessions are concerned. Each possession is very important.
Here comes Lakers. Cunningham picks up his dribble. Now Zwemer at the left wing. Not much there. Has to kick over to Schutte. Thought about taking the three. And Harbor Beach comes with the defensive. And with the push is going to be against number 40, Cody Seaman. His third, Harbor Beach's second team foul. Cunningham will be inbounding this right in front of the student section opposite side of your radio. Into Zwemer, top of the key for three. No. Rebound, Eli Kraft. Here come the Pirates, leading by 14. They trail as many as by 13 in this game.
That was a double dribble.
Seaman, top of the key. Over to Eli Kraft, right wing. Back up to Seaman. Over to Austin Seltz. Harbor Beach not even looking to score right now, leading by 14. Just passing around the entire perimeter, back and forth between Kraft, Seaman, and Seltz.
This is the same strategy that Harbor Beach employed in Harbor Beach last time these two teams played. The clock is becoming the enemy, but you know, this is too soon to put the ball in the icebox. They are going to go ahead and attack pretty soon.
Eli Kraft, top of the key, 5:55 left in the fourth.
Colin Cook is calling for the ball. He's actually directing it like a quarterback.
Colin Cook is underneath the zone on the baseline. As Eli Kraft now drives into the zone, puts up the layup, and somehow this bounces off the backboard and in for two. Paul Zwemer now with it. Dribbles into the lane, tries to feed it over to Carl, and we have a charge.
Yes, that is on Paul Zwemer, and that is it for him.
So he sits down with five fouls on the night. Team sixth. So now we have 60 seconds to replace that player. Ryan Brown, what are you hearing from both huddles? He appears to be out of zone. So we have 5 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 66-50, Harbor Beach by 16.
I would anticipate every possession now that Lakers is going to be looking for a three-point shot, if they haven't done so already.
Here comes Harbor Beach.
They're picking up man-to-man just to counteract the holding of the ball, but that's exactly what Harbor Beach wants, or they're going to drive right in.
Seaman drives right into the lane, loses control of it, but it's going to retain Harbor Beach possession. 5:19 left in the fourth. Into bounce to Josh Shelkey, and they say he double dribbled.
That's a good call.
Yes, indeed. Fourth turnover for Harbor Beach on the night. Lakers is 20. Nearly another one for Lakers there as John Carl nearly couldn't bring in the pass. Now into Cunningham in the lane. Pop for two, and it's good. Cunningham starting to grow quite a bit. He has 6 points on the night. 6'3" sophomore. Seltz to Cook in the left corner. 4:50 left in the fourth. Into Seaman at the block for the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Valentine. Schutte pushing it for the Lakers. Drives right into the lane. Kicks it over to the baseline. Over to the baseline to Cunningham. Ball is still inbounds somehow. Everyone thought it went out of bounds. Cunningham now on the baseline. Into Carl. Up to the top to Valentine. Over to Schutte left wing. 4.5 to play in the fourth. Christie against Seltz, drives down to the left block. Colin Cook with a LeBron James-esque flop goes out of bounds, Laker ball.
I think Colin's been working on that. It really looks good tonight.
That one looked ridiculous.
I don't think he'd think that. Yeah, he's probably been working on that.
Top of the key for Lakers on the inbound to Cunningham. Wide open is Valentine. They get it over to Christie in the right corner for three. Yes. Aaron Christie had a big first quarter. Now he has 15 on the night. 10 of those in the first quarter. Eli Kraft dribbles into the lane, puts this one up for two. He is fouled. Basket is good. He's going to the line for one. Eli Kraft having another career night here with 30 points.
That's first foul on Dakota Valentine.
28 points. First foul on Dakota Valentine, number 50 for Lakers. Seventh team foul, so Harbor Beach will be shooting at least one free throw for the remainder of the game. With 4:02 left, as the free throw from Eli Kraft is no good. Aaron Christie goes right into the lane, coast to coast, gets fouled, basket is good, and going to the line for one now. Says, you can do that, I can do that too. 3:54 left in the fourth. 68-57, an 11-point game. Fouls against number 20 for Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft, his second, team's third. Free throw is good. 6 points for Christie in the fourth quarter alone for 16 on the night. Eli Kraft out of the key. We have a 10-point game, 68-58, 3:44 left in the fourth. Seaman dribbling. Now to the hands of Seltz. Drives right into the left corner. Picks it back up to Eli Kraft out of the key. Eli Kraft drives right into the lane. Puts this one aloft, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Shelkey. He goes up for it, and he is fouled. Two shots coming for Josh Shelkey as a good hustle play from the number 10 black jersey. Eighth team foul on Lakers, second on number 24, Aaron Christie. As the first free throw, very ugly from Shelkey off the front of the rim. Seth Bowles comes back in for Lakers, replacing number 50, Dakota Valentine. So out there for Lakers right now, we have Schutte, Cunningham, Bowles, Valentine, and Christie. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Valentine. Keegan Valentine. Schutte, top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Now Aaron Christie for three, top of the key. No. Rebound, Eli Kraft. And stolen by Cunningham. Christie tries to drive in. This one's stolen by Eli Kraft. Coast to coast, Eli Kraft goes up for it, and he is fouled on the way up. He's going to the line for two shots with 3:01 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach has gone 0-for-3 in the free throw line in the fourth quarter so far. They were 5-for-6 in the third.
You know, this is only a 10-point game with 3 minutes to go. This is not over by any means.
Not at all. 68-58, check that, 69-58. Harbor Beach by 11 as Eli Kraft makes his first free throw. Two bounces from Eli Kraft, the righty puts this one up, and this one's good. Now 30 points for Eli Kraft in the night, 70-58. This is from Michigan State, you'd be getting tacos right now. 2:55 left in the fourth, stolen by Josh Shelkey. And we have a charge. Austin Seltz went out of control in the lane. Cunningham was there to take the charge. Austin Seltz, second foul of the night. Fourth team foul for Harbor Beach.
Now when Austin Seltz next year becomes a grizzled old senior, he's going to know not to go in like that in this situation.
2:52 left in the fourth. A 12-point game still. Seltz is going to sit down. Jacob Butterfield, the senior's back in. So in there for Harbor Beach, we have Cody Seaman, Jacob Butterfield, Josh Shelkey, Callum Cook, and Eli Kraft. Cunningham with it for Lakers, and it's punched out of his hands by Seaman. Laker ball in front of their own bench. 2:45 left in the fourth, 70-58. Lakers trailing by 12. Aaron Christie going to be inbounding this one. Schutte's in the corner awaiting it. Christie trying to feed it into Cunningham, and he does. Back to Schutte, left wing wide open for three. Yes! Jared Schutte with 16. Brings him back within nine, 70-61.
It's a three-possession ball game, 2:30 to go.
So much for my prediction of defense, defense, defense. Eli Kraft dribbling into the lane at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Cody Seaman. Now back into the hands of Kraft, dribbling in between nearly all the defenders, down to the baseline to Shelkey, back up Seaman right wing, to Butterfield, top of the key.